There's nothing more comfortable than an old pair of boots, but you've got to break them in first. Strike out on an old trail or a dusty road. You might even bump into Chip McCabe if you wander onto the wrong side of the tracks. Tuesdays at 7, Wednesdays at 1 on Cygnus Radio.
Metal Dad Radio. Welcome back, everybody. Another edition. I'm your host, the Metal Dad. And as we do every Thursday at 7 p.m., Fridays at 9, and always in the Cygnus Radio archives at CygnusRadio.com. Starting off the block up in the irons, the way we always start the show, giving you Iron Maiden, The Prophecy, starting us off of Seventh Son, The Seventh Son. I'm going to send that out to my second son, the Candyman, who is off in the wilds. But he'll be back to co-host the Metal Dad Radio Show over the summer. We've got a big show for you guys this week. New stuff. Of course, some albums celebrating anniversaries. It is our tour archives block. And this is one that you might not think about too often. But there's a story behind why I'm going into this particular show. But let's do the new stuff first. And we'll start with a band that I've really liked for a long, long time. And they have a new record coming out May 23rd through Heavy Psych Sounds. It is their first album in 5 years. And that would be Witchcraft. The new album, Idog, is due out in a few months. And they dropped the lead single. It's called Burning Cross. This is Witchcraft. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Carry the burning cross.
Metal Dad Radio, and that right there, brand new music from a band out of Massachusetts area called Ancient Death. And they've got a new record coming out on April 18th through Profound Lore called Ego Dissolution. And if it sounds like this song, it's going to be an album of the year contender. I loved it. Ancient Death doing a track called Breaking the Barriers of Hope, lead single off of that album. Again, due out April 18th. Before that, another album that I am very much looking forward to comes from a band out of Portland, Oregon. Decrepacy is the name of the band. And on March 28th, they have a new record out called Deific Mourning through Carbonized Records. And we gave you the lead single off of that album, Severed Ephemerality. Let's say that five times fast. Decrepacy. Killer, killer stuff. And then starting off the block, Witchcraft. They've got a new record, first time in 5 years, coming out May 23rd through Heavy Psych Sounds. iDog is the name of the record. Burning Crosses was the name of the song. All right, so this week is our tour archives, where I go back into the annals of my mind and try to remember killer shows or tours that I have seen. I was having a conversation via text this week with my guy, my brother from another metal mother, Lord Gates, who you can catch on the air at Rapture Radio. And Lord Gates and I were talking about this Black Sabbath one-off final farewell to Ozzy Osbourne show that's happening over in the UK. And I started thinking about all the times I have been lucky enough to see Black Sabbath. And it was actually more than I remembered. I've actually seen Black Sabbath, both with Bill Ward and without Bill Ward, something like seven times, which, you know, if you had asked me in the 90s if I would ever see Black Sabbath, I would have said no. So, you know, that happened. But I started thinking about some of the times I got to see them, and that, of course, included some Ozfest lineups, because after Black Sabbath got back together, both with Bill Ward and without, they headlined a handful of Ozfests. And one in particular came to mind because it was the last Ozfest I have ever attended, which was July 10th, 2004, in Hartford, Connecticut, at what at the time was called the ctnow.com Meadows Music Center. It's now called something else. And I did not get to see the 2005 Ozfest with Black Sabbath and Iron Maiden. I missed that one. But this Ozfest was pretty good. At least the main stage was. Black Label Society, Superjoint Ritual, Dimmu Borgir, Slayer, Judas Priest, and Black Sabbath. I don't think I saw a single band on the second stage that day, because not really a huge fan of any of them. But I did thoroughly enjoy my time at the main stage. So let's give you three of those bands that played on the main stage July 10th, 2004 at Ozfest. And we'll start with a band that really, they were great live, but totally out of place on a lineup like this. This is Dimmu Borgir, Spellbound by the Devil. It's Metal Dad Radio. We'll be right back. Metal Dad Radio, and there you go, three bands that played the main stage at the 2004 Ozfest on July 10th in Hartford, Connecticut. Judas Priest heading out to the highway. Slayer, Dead Skin Mask, and now during Slayer's set, I'll come back to that, hold on. And Dimmu Borgir, Spellbound by the Devil. I had to look up their sets online to make sure they played all three of those bands played those songs at that show. And I don't remember full sets from a lot of the shows that I've seen because I've seen literally tens of thousands of bands perform live over the last, 35 years, okay? But I do clearly and distinctly remember during Slayer's set, so I had tickets for actual seats. Most of my friends were up on the lawn. It's one of those sort of mixed-use amphitheater things, right? They can do indoor shows, their seats, they open the doors, and there's this massive lawn type thing. During Slayer's set, people started ripping up hunks of freshly laden sod and just tossing it into the air. There was so much dirt and grass flying during Slayer's set that it literally blotted out the sun. And it was at that point I said, I'll see you guys later. I'm going back to my seat. So I watched Judas Priest and Black Sabbath from my actual seat. So there you go. All right. So let's go now into albums celebrating anniversaries. We're going to start with a band that is just legendary, right? Motorhead. February 26th, 1991. They released one of my favorite Motorhead records, 1916. Let's give you a track of this right now. It's I'm So Bad, Baby, I Don't Care. It's Metal Dad Radio.
Sleep a bed of red lions. When I walk the road we see.
Metal Dad Radio. There you go. Three albums celebrating anniversaries this week, including one from Morbid Angel. Formula's Fatal to the Flesh. It's their first album with David Vincent not on vocals. Steve Tucker did a hell of a job, though, and I really like that record. Released February 14th, 1998 through Earache Records. Before that, we gave you Anathema, who on February 28th, 1993 released their Serenades album through Peaceville Records. We gave you the track Sweet Tears. And by the way, the Morbid Angel song you heard was Nothing Is Not. And then starting off the block, Motorhead, February 26, 1991, they released their album 1916. And we gave you the track called I'm So Bad, Baby, I Don't Care, in which Lemmy says that he makes love to mountain lions. That's That's Lemmy in a nutshell, man. Can't make it up. All right, so we're going to finish off this show the way we always do, is a tribute to, we believe, is the first ever heavy metal band, and that, of course, is Black Sabbath, who also, of course, headlined that 2004 Ozfest show we were talking about. They did not play this song, though. They did not play this song. This comes off of Technical Ecstasy. We're going to see the Rock and Roll Doctor. Till next week, kids.